joy, 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 ever new joy, joy.
So, thanks, Lena, for taking the time. I just want to know a little bit about your background, which I don't know that much of. So, like, where did you grow up, and what was your family like, and how did it point you in a direction that may have led to Ananda, if it did?
So, I grew up in Sweden. I grew up in northern Sweden, and this is a long time ago, before internet, of course, and before TV for us, because all I had was radio when I was growing up, and I grew up in a little tiny village first. So there was a lot of darkness, and you know, at night, because it's winter in northern Sweden, but I could see the stars, and that was really fascinating to me as a child, and the moon. And so later we moved to a bigger town, but it still was a small town, but it was fun to live there. I had many friends. And this is a town, my family, part of my family still lives there. My mother is still alive. But it's also a town that a lot of people have moved out of because it's one of those places that don't have much work. And so it's just kind of grown smaller and smaller from when I was young, and you see a lot of, you know, signs of emptiness. What there is today, I'm not going to talk too much about my hometown, but what there is today is a lot of immigrants coming and are, you know, filling up the spaces that are available. And also some people from other countries in European Union, Norway, because it's a lovely nature there, just absolutely lovely, so the houses are nice. Okay, so when I was a young person, I was quite eager to get going out into the world, and I moved to Stockholm, and I lived there for a while, and soon enough I was out traveling in the world, and I met my first husband very early on in life, and he turned out to be American. So all of a sudden I was living first in New York City in America from this little place, and you know, it just was a bit much. But then we moved to San Francisco, so I lived there for about 2 years. And so here is my story of how I came in connection to Swami Kriyananda and Ananda, but it was a little bit unusual story because I was traveling back to Sweden, and I took a Greyhound, or just a bus across the States from San Francisco to New York, and I was about to fly from New York. And so then in the morning, my last morning in America, I woke up and I was feeling just very good. And in one way, I couldn't understand it. I wasn't supposed to be that happy, but I really was very happy. And I was feeling like, you know, today is going to be a wonderful day. I'm going to meet someone that's going to mean a lot to me. And it was, for me, quite an illogical thought. I mean, I was more rational, but so I was a little skeptical too. But at the same time, I felt such joy at the thought of perhaps meeting someone that was going to mean a lot. So I decided to kind of believe in it. And I went along my day in New York. And when I came to the airport, I still hadn't met anybody. And so I was at the Kennedy Airport, and I walked into a bookstore. And I came out with a book called Your Sun Sign as Your Spiritual Guide by Swami Kriyananda. And as soon as I started reading the book, I'm going, this is it, this is for me. And I just had this very deep feeling about it, and I felt so much joy. And so I flew back to Sweden, and come back to Sweden, I had to live my life there, start, you know, figuring out what to do and living my life there. But I've wondered about that book, of course, and there was no reference to Swami Kriyananda, who was he? It didn't say anything about Ananda either. And so I had no clue. I did not have an internet to Google. That would have been easy. But I called a few bookstores and, you know, nobody knew. And I even called America, nobody knew. And so I started setting the book aside and figured, well, yeah, I don't know. That was mystery to me. And so a few years later, I found out in a yoga journal, it said Swami Kriyananda, Ananda, and there was a phone number. And so I called Ananda. To make a long story short, I got on the mailing list of Ananda. A little time later, I got a letter saying I was welcome to come to Komu to meet Swami Kriyananda. And this was just when they were starting up the center in Europe. Or just kind of inquiring who's interested, who's not. And so I was welcome and I was so happy to go there. And I met Swami and I thought, oh my God, here is this man, you know. And, it was sort of a question. I didn't know what to think, you know. It's like, why did this happen? And what am I supposed to do about it? And it was just like, a little bit questioning. But anyway, so I got to have a conversation with Swami. And I told him that I read your book about the sunshine, and it just was so interesting to me. And I just felt like I needed to do something. It just, I just don't know. What could you tell me something about this? And so Swami just sort of sat there and he said, well, I think God is calling you to do something. And so I was like, okay, well, sort of, what's he calling me to do? I mean, I was really confused. And Swami just said, you need to trust God. He said, just trust God. And he said, you can't always trust people, but you can always trust God. He fulfills his promise. And so I have to confess, at the time, I was a little bit almost disappointed with his answer because I wanted some more details, you know, put out the details. What am I supposed to do? I had no idea. So what happened is I started going to Komu a few times. I lived in Stockholm. I had worked there. And when I could, I went to Komu and I met many people from Ananda who was there. And I was Jyotish and Devi. Ram was there. Dhyana was there. Kirtani was there. Devaki, Leela Devi, Seva was there. There was many Ananda people. So I just, okay. So I got sort of familiar with that. And still I was feeling, you know, I was living my life in Stockholm and I was feeling that there's something missing here. I need to do more. What am I going to do? And so because I was on the mailing list, I was getting this magazine from Ananda and it said 3 months course at the meditation retreat for, for becoming Ananda members. I thought, okay. And I had been praying about what to do and when to go, because I knew timing is very important as well. And so I went to this, to Ananda at this time. And I remember it was very expensive. The dollar was sky high compared to European money. But anyway, I was there. And at this 3 month course at the seclusion retreat, and it was just very wonderful. And so what happened is, like, after 2 days, I met Binay. And he was taking the same program because he had been living at Ananda before, of course, but then he had been away for a while and he decided to take the program. So we met and we eventually started, you know, becoming a couple and seeing each other, and we decided to get married as well. And so there I was at Ananda. I was really liking everything. But then all of a sudden I got pregnant, and that was a big deal because I was only there on a tourist visa. I didn't have much money, and, you know, it just, I put the seclusion retreat, and I thought, well, So I decided to go back to Sweden and have Anna born in Sweden because I had a job in Sweden I could go to. I could get maternity benefits. I could get all, you know, security for having a child. So after a while, when I was there, Vinay came over and I had a little place, a tiny little apartment in Stockholm. And so he also got a job in Stockholm. And we were both working, we were both expecting a child. And what we did also was we pursued our interests while we were in Sweden. And Vinay was studying about gemstones. And he was studying, he was cutting apart all these books he got for sort of piling them up into different categories and qualities, and he was studying the metaphysical qualities of stones. And he said, I really want to do something. I want to have a jewelry business, but I want it to be meaningful. I want it to have some qualities and be meaningful to people. And I was studying astrology. And so when Anna was born, we came over to America. And of course, then we had some, you know, we needed to make living, and we didn't have that much money, and so on. But eventually we started building a business also, and so now, for fast forward many years later, we are selling Vedic gemstones, working with that, and I'm working with astrology, and we have a craft business also. And I live here at Ananda since over 35 years. And so I just feel like my own experience and my talk also with Swami has told me that essential part of is to trust God, you know. That is, I mean, if he promises something, because it was like that moment when I had the book, it was almost like I saw a future. And, you know, then I didn't know what it meant. There was nothing in my life that looked like it, or reminded, you know, looked like, but the seeds were there. And I think that eventually everything sort of from that has passed in my life, and it just has really taught me on a deep level that God does fulfill what he promises, and Swami was right. And I, of course, Swami has had these experiences himself big time. I mean, he knew that when Master talked about world brotherhood colonies, he knew that it was him. He that was his dharma, and he knew other things that wasn't there at the time, but he had to have that same process of trust and you know, accepting what comes. And I think that's how God is to us. He promises something, but we need to also make an effort. It's not just going to happen automatically. We have to search, we have to try, we have to test, we have to do things. But in the end, he promises what he keeps. And that's, I think, my biggest lesson here at Ananda in this life.
Okay. That's beautiful. You're just a natural speaker. It's really great just to ask you a question and have you just share that all so nicely. So thank you.
Thank you.
That was such a nice, you know, trajectory from the beginning to now, that I can't really think of anything else to ask. Is there any other piece that you want to share, or anything else that you can think of, or does that feel complete?
Well, just that because of maybe who I am partially, but also because of the experience, the most important part for me in the teachings is to develop intuition and to feel in my heart when something is true and when something is real, because we can be guided, we can know if something is true or not, if we tune in to our heart and to Master and to God. It can be confusing, yes, but that's kind of what I'm working on, just that more, that correct attunement to truth.